Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, friends, it's Jen. It's another blazing hot day here in Los Angeles. So I'm up in that toasty office of mine, just sweating away, and I'm extra sweaty because I've been cleaning up a storm. I love to clean. I mean, I actually really enjoy it. I can scrub the hell out of anything. And it's kind of like a hobby. You know, like some people, they need an activity where you're just doing that activity, and so you're not thinking about other things, you know, like even not even a hobby, but some people, you know, have taken up, you know, adult coloring books or like knitting, or I was gonna say smoking. That is not a hobby. I know that. God, I really miss smoking. I don't do it anymore, but I did. I was a smoker. My name is Jen, and I was once a smoker. Does Brittany still smoke? Can you tell me? Actually, this is a great segue to what I need to tell you guys. And that is, I was cleaning today because I'm throwing a launch party for the podcast at my house. And so you're thinking, oh my gosh, is she about to invite us to her house for this party? And the answer is no. That was a real letdown. And you're like, thanks, bitch. Tell us about a party you're going to throw and not invite us. I know that's not cool. And it's not that I don't invite strangers to my house, because I do it all the time. In fact, I used to do a comedy show in the living room of my house, and I would invite so many strangers. And I got to the point where I would be out in the world and people would be like, we've never met, but I've actually been to your house before and I've seen your show. And I loved it, but it was also like, whoa, like, I don't know, it's just weird that so many strangers were in my house. So I've kind of like pulled back on that. And I want you to know that I do feel like I've found my people. And I thank you so much for reaching out and saying, like, you found your people. Don't worry, like, we're here. And I want to keep that going. And I want that to grow. And sure, could we talk on Instagram? Could we communicate on Twitter? Yeah, we could. But that's too modern for me. I get really overwhelmed. I don't even know how to use Twitter. I'm dipping my toe in the pond, really in the game. I'm hoping it just like, just somehow like poofs and like disappears. And we go back to the beginning. And my beginning would be voicemails. And that's what I am here to announce, that I have started a hotline, and it's called We Need to Talk About Brittany Hotline. That's right. The We Need to Talk About Brittany Hotline. You can leave me a message if you're having a Brittany emergency, if there's something you can't believe I didn't know that you heard on the podcast, if there's something that you need me to know, if there's something you need to get off your chest, if you have some hot Brittany goss. Speaking of goss, if you look at pictures of Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams like I do, or if someone else does it for you, if something else you know, find to be very self-soothing, you could tell me about it. This is our community, so you can leave me a message. So get ready. Here comes the number. And it is up and running, guys. So you could pause this podcast after you get the number. You could leave me a message, and then you could come back and listen to the rest of the episode. We all have choices. Okay, here's the number. 814-277-3277. That's 814-277-3277, otherwise known as 814-B-SPEARS. Okay, you can leave me this. Leave me a message, please. I can't wait for it. On today's episode, I talked to Candace King and Kayla Yule, and they are two beautiful, beautiful angel actresses. They were both on The Vampire Diaries, and they have a podcast called Directionally Challenged, and you should check it out. They are fantastic. They were both on The Vampire Diaries, like I said, and I loved that show. Here's something about me. I never missed an episode of The Vampire Diaries, and I think it's because, you know how sometimes people say, I want to watch something I can relate to. I say, sometimes it's great to watch something you can't relate to. And what can't I relate to? Being a drop-dead gorgeous vampire in high school. Yeah, I can't relate to that. Maybe I could, you know, remember what it's like to be in high school, but I'm not a drop-dead gorgeous vampire. Not to say I'm not a beautiful woman, even though I haven't been able to work out in 7 months. Although I did do 7 minutes on the elliptical at physical therapy the other day, and I felt like a champion. It was really something. You know, they say when you work out, no pain, no gain. In physical therapy, they say we're doing no pain, like no pain, all the gain. And it's really done a number on me mentally. I'm like, where are we in this life? Like, what does all this mean? What is the life lesson here? Is it no pain, no gain? Is it no pain, all the gain? No pain, no gain. Yeah, no pain, all the gain. Yeah. Is it that? Like, what is it? What does it mean? I don't know what it means. I'm only 7 months into the journey. Maybe I need longer to figure it out. Maybe it means we don't know anything. You know, I really don't know anything. There's so much stuff I don't know. People will tell me things and I'm like, I had no idea about that. Yeah, wear it proudly. We don't know. We don't know anything. We're just on this journey of life with Brittany by our side. Okay, this episode is fantastic. I had no idea. Candace really buried the lead. That she was a musician and had like a recording deal. So that's at the end of the episode. Oh, and I got something special. There's something very special at the end of this podcast. So please listen. If you like something, if you like special things, listen to the end of this episode. Kayla and I have been friends for a really long time. We met in acting class, and acting classes in Los Angeles are really weird. And we became friends. We found love in a hopeless place. And that's one of the many reasons why I love her. I noticed this about male actors. Male actors are split into two groups. They are either boot guys or they're sneaker guys. Sneaker guys are usually more my people. They were like comedy guys, even in high school and college. Or they were, they played baseball. And then they were like, you know, I don't think baseball's going to pan out. I'm going into acting. Smart move? I don't know. I'm not sure, but I get, they're more like mellow. The boot guys are really intense. And I mean, listen, I've got some boot acting guy friends and they're great, but just there's a third group. They start off a sneaker guy and they turn into a boot guy. Those guys, because they're like, I'm rebranding myself and I'm not like, yeah, I'm like a Tom Cruise. It's like a John Krasinski move, but they do it before they even become well known. They're like John Krasinski, he started off a sneaker guy and now he's trying to be a boot guy. Same thing with Chris Pratt. Now these guys seem utterly delightful. I once, at the very beginning of my life living in Los Angeles, really tried to flirt with John Krasinski at a party because my last name is Zabrowski and he's Krasinski. And I really gave it the old just moved out here try. And this was, I don't think even The Office was happening. I would go to these weird parties that like the Harvard guys would throw. And they lived in this like giant house. I feel like there were like 10 of them that lived in a house. And we would go to these parties and John Krasinski didn't go to Harvard, but he was there. And yeah, I tried really hard to flirt with him, and it was so embarrassing. It was really, I mean, obviously we all know how that turned out. That I ended up with someone way better. Van Robichaux, the love of my life. That guy, Van the Brand, you should check him out. Gosh, he makes great stuff. I really adore my husband. But yeah, like, I don't know. The transitioning from sneaker to boot is, I think it's, because never does a boot guy become a sneaker guy. And there's something in that. Like, I don't fully know, but really, like, think about that. That might be a whole different podcast. Let's talk about Britney. I don't know a lot about Femme Fatale, this album that we're going to talk about. This was, like I said, Britney and I are like great friends, long-lasting friendship. Sometimes we're inseparable. Sometimes we go months, maybe a year without speaking. This was that year for me. But I know all the songs and I love them. And I love that she did a dance album. I would say that this is a dance album. Do you disagree? Tell me on the hotline. Tell me at 814-B-Spears. Let me know. All right, let's do this. Let's talk about Britney. Welcome, you guys, to We Need to Talk About Britney, a podcast dedicated to the one and only Ms. Britney Spears. Today, I have two guests with me, and I am so excited because, as you all know by now, I love Britney Spears and huge fan of Britney Spears. And I'm also a massive fan of the work of my two friends who are sitting here today, Candace King and Kayla Yule. They were both on The Vampire Diaries. And here's something else about me, you guys. I have never missed an episode of Vampire Diaries. I've seen the whole canon of Vampire Diaries. So welcome, Candace and Kayla.
Thank you.
We're so happy to be here.
I'm such a nerd. I really love Vampire Diaries. It was like my, I don't want to call it a guilty pleasure. It was just a pleasure. It was a real pleasure. So the fact that now I know both of you, it's just, it's really turning my world around. It's like, maybe this is a great example of what will happen to me if I ever get to meet Britney Spears.
Didn't you meet Britney Spears?
Well, I did, yes. I mean, how would we define meeting? I met her at a meet and greet in Vegas. We're looking at the picture.
Jen looks adorable. Britney...
I feel like this picture looks like you all just, like, it's the final photo from an escape room.
Yeah.
Oh my. Like, you all look a little surprised. You look, like, happy in a way and, like, a lot of anxiety, but just, like, we did it, guys. We're in this moment.
I think Britney looks like she wants to escape.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, I think she is, like, some people have said, my friend Jason said that it looks like I'm holding a knife to Britney's back. And I've just whispered in her ear, I'm going to murder
it
you.
Does. I love this. The meet and greet escape room. That needs to be a new theme.
Yeah. So that was backstage at her concert in Vegas, which I know, Candace, you have, you went to her.
We went for my 30th birthday.
Oh my gosh.
It was a really mature, awesome way to bring in 30 for Candace. We went to Vegas and did it up.
Yeah. I just wanted a whole throwback birthday. Mm-hmm. I initially just wanted like full on 90s, early thousands party. And then it kind of worked out perfect. I was like, let's just go to Vegas. We're so used to, like, that is not our thing at all. It's not our scene to like go to Vegas and hang out by a pool and, you know, pop champagne bottles on each other. You know, that is not what we do on a normal basis. So I thought we should.
Oh, that's what I do.
Yeah.
I do. That's me.
That's so. What I figured. That's why I didn't want to invite you, because I'm like, oh, you do this all the time, Jen. But for the rest of us who don't, we went and saw Britney Spears. And it just so happened that P. Diddy was playing that night. Or just appearing that night.
What
at
do
the
we
club
call
we
him?
Went
P. Diddy, Puff Daddy.
No, he went back to Puff Daddy that night.
He went back to Puff Daddy, announced it at the club. And then saying, I need a girl to ride, ride, ride.
Yes. Well, he's now Diddy. I don't know if, do you guys follow him on Instagram?
No.
It's incredible. Very inspirational. his quotes, like, he gets me going. Basically, I check in with Diddy every morning on the gram, and then I'm like, I'm set. I'm ready to go.
Even more than Will Smith?
More than Will Smith. It's you know what? It's more, I know what you're saying.
Okay.
And I actually don't follow Will Smith because sometimes I just check in. And then I get like a whole bunch of it. But I do like Will Smith the other day, he said something of like, be with people who elevate you, or something about like, either they light your fire or they don't light your fire. I forget. But then he was like, go back to your last 5 text messages and like see, you know, the kind of energy you're putting out into the world and how you're communicating with people and the people in your life. And I was like, oh my God, where's my phone? Well, I was on my phone looking at his Instagram.
So I go through story of my life.
Pardon me. And then I go into my text messages and I was like, I am doing this right. Like, it was very positive.
Wow. Good for you.
I was like, that, I think I've made some positive changes over the past year.
A lot of people could say that, in my opinion.
About 12 months ago, I couldn't say that. Mm-hmm. So I think I cut some of my own head trash and mm-hmm. then cut some people who weren't bringing it into my life too.
Good for you.
Now, how do you feel when you look at Britney Spears, her Instagram?
I feel alive. I feel understood. I feel entertained.
I feel confused too.
Sure. All of those things. I think that's what makes her... People say she's simple. I think she's complex. I don't know about you guys.
I think it's simple. I love it, though. Like, what that used to be the most fun thing to do, even in your early... I loved in my early 20s, like, getting ready to go out that night and just trying on a bunch of outfits. Or when you're a kid at a sleepover, you have, like, makeover parties. I think it is so simple that when you just need a little... ego boost and to feel good. Like, this has become now a trend at all the bachelorette parties we've been to, like doing the Britney Spears model walk.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
And it is a grand old time. I gotta say, this is a crew.
I like this.
I will say, you feel very confident when you're doing the Britney Spears walk with all your girlfriends and someone's videotaping it. But then when we watch it, I feel very different about it.
Do you play Britney while you do it?
I do. I like to throw in a ponytail pop.
Or, I mean, do you play like
the music?
Oh, yeah, the music. Yes. I thought you meant like embody Britney Spears. Yes, I embody Britney Spears.
Kayla looked up. Kayla was like, do I, or is it more authentically me?
I was thinking about that.
I was like, I don't know.
Possibly a part of Britney is in me as I do it.
Okay, well, that's interesting. When you look back, you don't feel that way. Okay, because I need to ask you guys this. Okay, as a person who's watched every episode of Vampire Diaries, now, like, you guys played vampires, and you started out human, but then you became vampires.
Yes.
And you know, as a fan, I can tell you, you guys really nailed it. But so when you're saying you, like, watch things back of yourself, like, dancing, you're like, ooh, that's, like, what I'm saying is that there's no version of anyone ever watching me in anything or me like doing a fashion show in my own home where they're like, yeah, wow, that is a fierce, she could play a vampire. I guess what I'm saying is, to me, when I look at you guys, I'm like, it just comes very naturally, your vampire instincts, which is like a femme fatale, which is what we're talking about today. Britney's album Femme Fatale, it's like you guys are able to access that. So, like, what is that? Does it just come that naturally to the two of you? For real, this is something I've been very curious about. Now that I have the two of you,
for
I can ask this
me,
kind of question.
It does not come easily at all, to the point where sometimes, as we know, we're all actors, walking into the room, it helps me to play a character, sort of a femme fatale, mm-hmm. rather than going as myself, because I get a little awkward sometimes and a little bit embarrassed and a little shy naturally. So I have to kind of embody someone else. So uh-huh. I definitely do that in the job. Candace. What about you, Candace?
I was always so uncomfortable with the vampire stuff, which is why I think they made me kind of the bright, sunshiny vampire.
You also looked like sunshine.
Yeah, it was mm-hmm. a little bit more realistic to my personality than instead of being this, like, deadly assassin, I'm like the girl in the woods being like, oh God, we have to go eat bunnies, you know, like, I guess that just, like, was much more natural for me to play. I never had a good scary vampire. I mean, we'd have guest stars that I would have to attack.
Yes.
And we'd have to redo the take so many times because they'd be laughing at me because I was so bad at making a scary vampire face. And it could not be more frustrating to be told that you're cute in that scenario when you're trying to be a badass.
Yeah.
You just have a more innocent look. Like me, if I just shut my mouth, like, and stand there, it's definitely like, oh, she's a little okay, I'm a little scared. But Candace shuts her mouth and you're like, oh, hi, sweetheart. Come over here.
But you were like, Candace, your character was like, Caroline was very social justice vampire. You know what I mean? Like, if you fucked with her people, she was going to cut you.
Yeah, she was mama bear. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. She would definitely attack if you came in to hurt anyone that she loved.
I just loved how I always mess up every character's name, every person's name. I mean, Kayla, we're good friends, and I was like, say your last name over and over again before we start. I'm really afraid I'm going to say it incorrectly.
Yule, like Yule Log.
And I can never remember character names especially, but I said this to my husband last night in preparation for today, and I was like, oh my God, I just forever and always will always remember Vicky Donovan. And every time Kayla would come on screen, I would say it. And there is something so delightfully like the just like downright like trashy in a Britney Spears kind of way about Vicky Donovan.
100%.
I think that's why I loved Vicky Donovan so much, was because she's got a little Britney Spears in her.
Uh-huh. Well, there's all a little bit of trash in all of us, you know? We just got to like own it.
Oh, I mean, I don't mind, like, you know what? If I could walk into a bathroom barefoot at a gas station, I think I would be okay with it as long as people wouldn't judge me. Yeah. I totally relate to Britney Spears back in the day walking into that bathroom.
Yeah, like what people wouldn't, I don't think, well, if... Even if people would judge you, would you do it? Because I had this conversation, Casey Wilson and I talked about this, and she was like, I would do it. I do things like that. Like, she's like, I'm kind of down with doing gross things. Like, for some reason, it doesn't occur to me. Kayla, when you said, like, everyone has a trashy side, like, what's yours?
Well, I walk around barefoot all the time. I also... My husband, always going to kill me for saying this, but he's always like, put some clothes on. Like, I'm definitely someone that's just, like, very comfortable, you know?
Yeah, you'll wear, like, a low-cut top. I know. I've been with you a few times, and you'll, like, have, like, a deep V where I'm like, she's certainly not wearing a bra.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not wearing one right now. I never
dream.
Do.
What?
Yes. A dream.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Mine are, like, if I don't wear a bra, they become, like, tribal boobs where they go, like, out to the side. They, like, drop and go out to the side. Do you know what I mean? That is incredible.
I mean, that's pretty sexy.
Yeah, totally. The thing
I love about Britney is she owns her trash, which is really sexy. Like, I'm looking at this poster of her on
the cardboard cutout
that she has. It's almost life size, which I believe our friend Amber gave to you.
Yeah,
correct?
She did for
that's
my birthday.
Awesome.
I said, where did you find it? She's like, in the valley. And I was like, that's where you find a cardboard cutout
of
Britney.
Leave it to the valley.
That's amazing. But she's owning her trash. Like, she's in denim, ripped denim, boobies out. Booty out, like everything. And I love her.
I know, like whenever I'm picking out an outfit, like I could always go, like I could always go for like the rougher look, you know, like I'm into that.
Mm-hmm.
I am from upstate New York originally, and it's like the best, in my opinion, the best kind of trashy. Like, you know, it's a lot. When I moved to LA, I ended up all of my best friends who I met like in my young adult life all were from like Northern California or Oregon or then my one friend is from South Carolina, but they're just like more proper, like a proper type.
That's why you got to come down to Florida.
Yeah, wait, is that where you're
that's
from?
That's where I grew
Orlando.
Up.
Okay,
you so want to go know. Trash to trash.
Oh,
I know. Yeah,
now
I got
I'm
that
looking, I'm...
Southern Panhandle trash.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, Candace, like, what's your kind of, like, will you eat snacks in bed and, like, not wash your hair? Like, what are we talking here? Will you sleep in your eye makeup? This is a big thing I want to talk about.
Never.
Brittany. I won't either. That's kind of where I draw the line.
I feel like I get a sty in my eye every time I do that.
I mean, I attempt to take my makeup off. I like
Let's be
put
honest.
A baby wipe to my face, but nothing really comes off.
Do you think Brittany ever washes her eye makeup? I don't think she does.
I don't think she ever washes her hair.
Okay,
every time when we saw her in concert, after the third number, she had her hair up in a messy bun. It started great. She looked fantastic. And then by the third number, her hair was up in a messy bun, and she just never took it out. And it was just this gross messy
okay,
bun.
Okay, but you know what? I saw Fiona Apple in concert, and that is like, she is a freaking musician. She puts her guts out on the stage anytime she performs. And she came out in sweatpants, like a sweat dress thing, a sweatshirt, Uggs. She played the piano in Uggs.
Whoa.
Like, I can't even walk in Uggs, and she was freaking playing the piano in them. Wow. And guess what? She had a scrunchie on her wrist, and every couple songs, she would throw her hair up in a ponytail really frantically and then take it down.
That seems musically inspired. I feel like Britney's was just laziness.
But what I love about this record, though, this is when everything took a turn into a positive light for Britney. And this is where I think everything came together for Femme Fatale. This was her big year where she was back.
Okay, I need everyone at home to know that Candace is, as she's saying this, Candace has a stack of papers. She has done research. She has printouts. So she's ready. So when she's saying she this time in her life, she's referencing all of her research. So Candace, please, will you tell me what?
She's the lyrics printed out to her songs.
Well, oh my obviously. God! Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, this is amazing. So Candace, what was going on with Britney in 2011? Is it? Yes.
Yeah, 2011 is when she released Femme Fatale. She then tied Mariah Carey for like top Billboard hit songs. I mean, this was a record breaking year for her.
It was?
Yes. And this was, everything was, had turned around at this point. She actually had a wonderful tour that followed. She went on to start her Vegas residency in 2013. So this came out in 2011. Mm-hmm. She toured all through 2012 and it was so lucrative and she was on such a positive path that by 2013, she was announcing the start of her Las Vegas residency. So this really was the foundation for that residency that has now changed artistry as it is today.
Yeah, everyone's doing it.
Does she seem happy though?
Yes.
Doing it. I would argue no.
I think she has created wonderful boundaries for herself, even though, yes, she looks very terrified in your photo, Jen.
Is it just me?
But the thing is,
be my friend.
if for anyone that has been to the Las Vegas residency to see Britney, there are no screens of her face. There are screens, like production screens where there are videos playing, but there are no screens of her up close. She does engage with the crowd in a calculated way every once in a while, but she has created really healthy boundaries for herself. She's obviously being paid an insane amount of money. She throws her hair up if she wants to. She doesn't have screens on her face if her makeup's running. She does her songs. She does her ponytail flips. Mm-hmm. And then she goes home to her kids in her wonderful house and gets to post videos on Instagram of twirling around in outfits.
The only thing I would say to that, though, is the spark in her eyes has left, in my opinion. I looked at the Hold It Against Me music video. Mm. Made me really sad because she seems like she... There's just something about her eyes that is no longer happy.
There was a little bit. So I saw her Vegas show twice, and I saw it right when it started, and then I went back right towards the end, and it was two different shows. Mm. So the first time I went, where we're seeing this picture of her being so afraid, looking so afraid, that show was rough. It was rough to watch it. And it was like, it ended up where I was like standing up and like screaming like, you can do it. You can do it. Like I wanted so much more from her. But I'll say, and then, so when you go to the Vegas show, when you walk in, they are playing on all these screens in the lobby, all of her videos.
Mm-hmm. Her old music videos, which are fantastic.
They're so amazing. And when I walked in, I was standing there with my sister and we were like, damn, like, holy shit. Her catalog is so crazy. Like all these songs, so many hits, and you're watching these music videos and you're so excited. And I hadn't seen her in concert for probably maybe at that point a decade. Mm. And then the show started and I was like, oh, okay. Okay. This is where we are. Mm-hmm. However, she got so much stronger. And towards the end of her Vegas run, I was like, oh, she is almost fully back. But Kayla, I do agree with you. And everyone out there, I'm saying this as someone who loves her. And
I'm such a fan too.
But there is like where I'm like, what is it? There's just something where it's not as fluid, not as open.
Do we think it's medication?
Well, the reality is
she had a breakdown. I mean, she had a breakdown.
I mean, if that cannot go unacknowledged. Mm-hmm. I mean, now the fact that so many people are speaking out about, we need to talk about mental health.
Yeah.
We can't keep shying away from it.
I'm going to rename the podcast.
But 2007 did happen. She did have a breakdown. And that was
in front of the whole world.
That wasn't even the worst of it, though.
What was the worst of it?
I went into a deep dive this morning. And this is all on the internet. Do you not remember the pictures when she was carried out on a stretcher into an ambulance and taken to a
She was put on a 5150 hold.
Yes, because she had locked herself in a room with her child and was refusing to let anyone in or to...
She had like a full, it was a full-on
breakdown.
Yeah,
yeah. And if you, you know, a lot of mental health issues can come out in your mid to late 20s. Mm-hmm. It's not something that starts early on all the time. And she was postpartum.
That was a huge piece of it too. She's been through so much. It's crazy. So I do think that there's always a piece where it's just you. It's like, one, did she learn a lesson of like, I'm not going to share every part of myself anymore, which I respect. And then, or is it too, like, just a tiny part of yourself?
It was also, it was different back then, though. Thing
happens.
Paparazzi was different. I mean, I went to my fair share of clubs back in the day. Mm-hmm. I saw Miss Britney Spears out one night during the wig phase.
Ooh, what club? What? Paint the picture.
I can't remember what the name of the club was, but it was in Hollywood. It was, I think, like a Monday or Tuesday night, because that's when, you know, the real hot nights were.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the bathroom. I knew she was there. I'd seen her there. And she...
Be honest, did you see her go to the bathroom?
And then she was in the bathroom stall when I walked in, because I could hear her and a friend talking.
Mm.
And she came out and she had like taken a shirt off, and it was just like this hot green or hot pink bra, maybe a hot green bra, and she had a pink wig on and then just like a fishnet top, but she'd taken one of her shirts off and just had this like tiny skirt, and she looked a mess. And she was asking a friend, like, is this, and obviously she did not seem well, like she seemed very she was partying, it seemed like, to me. I don't want it, that's an assumption, but you know, it was out at a club.
It's okay.
I was having drinks. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so her friend's like, no, you look great. And she's like, I don't know, is this too much? And there's this like friend like, no, you look amazing. You look amazing. And then you see like pictures the next day where it's like, she looks like she's half naked coming out of a club with the costume change. And I just remember thinking, wow, that's so sad. She doesn't have anyone around her protecting her, because
or to tell her the truth.
Yes. And because that was also, there were so many paparazzi, and not a lot of people came out of that era, like the mid 2000s, feeling good. I mean, it was crazy. Us Weekly had never been at a peak point. Like they were selling like crazy. It was a really dirty time in gossip. So it just, I mean, everyone was there constantly
just like photographing. Well, you know, I was thinking though too about how like that guy in the bathroom, and he's like, you look amazing, and it's like, oh, someone, like, no one was telling her the truth, and she was just surrounded by
enablers.
But also too, like, that guy was probably definitely on coke. Like,
it was a girl.
She was definitely on coke. And I bet she was on coke, because I've never done any hard drugs before, and in my early 20s, like, all of my friends, you know, were partying in that way, and I had no idea that they were, and they all tried to keep it a secret from me, because they were Jen is just like not down for this. And so I have this memory of being in the bathroom, because I'm like, oh, this would only happen to a celebrity. But I remember being, but it's like, as you were telling the story, Candace, but I was like, no, it doesn't just happen to Britney Spears, because I remember being in the bathroom I can't remember the name of the club, but Bar Lubitsch. It's not really a club, but it was like a place where people, it was like a hot spot. And I was in the bathroom with all my girlfriends, and they were all on coke, and I had no idea.
How did you find out?
Honey, they're all in the bathroom. Well, how do you not find out?
But now I'm in a stall with...
She didn't know.
I'm so naive. I was in a stall with them, and I remember them being like, oh, my God, you look so good. No, you look so good. You look so good. And I was like, oh, my God, we all look so good. I was like, I look amazing. And I can just, like, jump in, like, with... If there's enthusiasm, I'm like, I just, like, feed off of it. It's just, like, crazy. So I'm like, we look so amazing. And I thought it was just, like, a lot of love in the bathroom. I didn't get that they were all on drugs. And the only way I started to figure it out was I was like, man, they can stay out so much later than I can. Yeah. Like, I
the
always
stamina on these women.
Oh, my God. I always reached a point where I was like, I can't keep my eyes open. Yeah. And they would just go until the morning light. And I couldn't do it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This album also, okay, so we're talking about Femme Fatale, and this album is definitely like, it's for a couple of things. It's for a spin class, this music. This is for a...
There's a lot of dubstep in this. There's a lot of... I don't know how I feel about this album.
This is a late night... This is also like do coke and dance. This is a dance mm-hmm. album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, I just have to say I love Britney Spears. I feel like I'm hating on her right now and I don't want to come off like that. I love her so much that I'm being really honest about this part of her career. Yeah. That I know, Candace, that you said this was like her big comeback, but I feel like there was so much more potential for this to be so much... better.
I think that this, well, one, I think it was a really smart business move to do a dance album, mm-hmm. like yeah. to do a club album. And I do agree. I think this was the start of her, a start of a comeback. Like she's like building the stamina, building the rebuild. In her defense,
this was the foundation of what was to come.
Yes. Yes. And in her defense, I read this was one of the first albums that if you notice, she's not a writer on any of the songs. In
she was taking
on
care of her home life.
Yeah.
She was like at home and she can...
Well, and I think that's why she doesn't connect with the music as much because she wasn't part of the process of it.
Has she
of creating
ever
it.
Really connected?
I feel like Baby One More Time.
She was 16.
She connected with that.
I have a theory that whenever Britney is singing a song about her body or dancing... When or, she speaks about dancing, that she is fully connected.
Or like or men. I was going to say, or dick. Like, are we allowed yeah. to say that on this? But I can all, can like, anything. Morning I was listening to this being like, she just wants that dick. Like, she is,
this
like.
Is like this album is so horny. Like, the song, where was it? Where I was, like, dying. I was listening to this in the car yesterday. And I was like, wow. Something about, like, a pussy and the
yeah,
cat and
the
nine
the kitty
lives.
Cat one.
Yeah, what is that one? Inside Out, I Want to Go, How I Roll.
It might be How I Roll.
I know how I roll. See, guys, also, how I roll. Think about it. If this is a club album, how I roll is about Molly. Rolling. Mm-hmm. It's totally.
You're right. It is a club album. You're
is
right.
That how she, is that where she talks about the cat and she's got 9 lives? And I was like, whoa, she wants to go. That means she wants to go like 9 times, right? In the bedroom. Guys, I'm probably. So
I think so.
I re-listened to this album recently because I knew we were going to do this and mm-hmm. realized these are the Britney songs I don't know very well. I know her.
But were they that you don't know them, but then they were playing and you're like, how do I know all the words?
No.
Because that was my, oh, really?
No, that's how I felt. Okay. I was like, I'm having, like, why do I taste like vodka cranberry in my mouth right now? And why does it feel like it's 2 a.m., but it's actually 8 a.m.
uh-huh. The one thing
in
I,
my house
I
this
really
morning.
Want to talk about is the Hold It Against Me music video. She's a mess in it, but she's surrounded by all of her old music videos playing. Ooh. On televisions around her.
That's very sad. It's That's very sad, rough. Imagery right
it's
there.
It's very sad and it's upsetting because she's such a mess, but then all the TVs around her are old Britney and she looks amazing.
Wait, it's to Hold It Against
Me? Hold
It
Against Me.
And it's all her old music videos.
Yes.
Wait, Candace, do you have the lyrics? Is that what you have
the
lyrics
to? Yeah, I have
the
lyrics.
Okay, let's just, because let's picture.
Oh, wait, is it? Or is it Till the World Ends?
All I know is, but don't you think that was an effort maybe to remind the audience, like, look where she's been. Look where she's come from. Like, this is the person you need to also remember. These are the same people.
Candace, I think you nailed it. If you were on Britney's team, that's like that's the pitch. Yeah, they're like, we need to remember and get people on board. And it's like you've danced to Britney forever, and you're gonna continue dancing to Britney. And like, this is her dance album. And like, let's. Oh my gosh, Candace, you nailed it. You nailed it. That's.
I just don't think Britney Spears was made to be famous. Like we have a friend who Becca Tilly we were talking to the other day, and she was talking about her experience. She was on The Bachelor 2 different years, and she was saying, I don't know if I was made for reality TV. There are some people that fit that very naturally.
Whoa.
And I don't know if Britney Spears was made to be famous. Like I was trying to think of another artist to compare her to, and who's not like Christina Aguilera, who just, you know, was from that time but can like sing insane. But J-Lo grew up as a dancer. She mm-hmm. grew up as a brand. She kind of was made to be famous. You know, she just has it all together. She knows how to play the game. She's business smart. I mean, Crossroads was a big movie. It didn't really keep bringing in the film opportunities
Written
for Britney.
By Shonda Rhimes, by the
Fun
way.
Fun fact.
Oh, it's my favorite fact. I talk about it all the time on here. It's just like, it's too good.
I think I would say Britney was made to be famous. She handled it so well. It seemed effortless. It really seemed like she handled it so well. And I think she should have, and people might hate me for saying this, but should have maybe just been like, okay, I did that. Now I'm going to go into this other step in my life where I'm just going to be a mom or that kind of thing. I mean, you guys are looking at me like I'm crazy.
Well, no, I'm listening. I'm listening because I think that it just became, it's like it took on a life of its own. And she doesn't have the, like, I think she was made for performing.
Yes.
But I agree with you, Candace. I don't know if she was made for being famous. That's like a whole, and kind of like Britney famous. Like Mandy Moore even talked about on the show Mandy Moore has never met Britney Spears.
You're lying.
It blew my mind.
How is that possible?
She has never met her, and she was kind of saying like, because Britney, there's a difference between being Britney famous.
Yeah.
She was just so, I don't know if protected is the right word. Well, maybe, because then she wrote overprotected, so could be. I wonder
how many people in her life she's truly had a real relationship with. Britney Spears. How many people, do you think she can even name 5? People who really know her, who she can really count on, who aren't just minions or yes people, or that are real friends.
She has this group of girlfriends, and this blew my mind. When I went to Vegas for the meet and greet, the people who went before us, but they were like moved in from like backstage kind of a thing. So they were already, because you go through this back hallway, and then you walk up these stairs, and there's a screen, and when and you can kind of hear her on the other side of the screen, and then there's Larry Rudolph. Like, her manager is straight up, I don't know if he's there every night or was just when I was there. It blew my mind.
Wow.
Stands in the corner and watches her do every meet and greet. So he's standing in the corner, and you can hear her, and you can hear her talking to people in front of the screen, like the step and repeat that you take the photo in front of. And you come around the corner, and I was like, oh my gosh, because I watched every behind the scenes, everything mm-hmm. when I was a teenager of Britney Spears. And it's like her cousin. Isn't there someone named like Laura Lee? And it's like Becky Jane and Laura Lee and Lisi Lou. And
so she's still friends with all them.
And they were there at her show. And they took a picture in front of the meet and greet sign.
So her friends took
her best friends. But I think
to say like, look, our friend, look what you're doing. And you're doing great.
And you're like here to see the show tonight. So I could see it. Imagine if you're like Britney Spears and you're doing your show and you like call your best friends and you're like, oh my God, you're going to come out. Great. Like come. So they like hang out right before and then they like do a meet and greet and they're like, have a good show. So you know mm-hmm. what I mean? That checked out to mm-hmm. me. But I like turned the corner and I was like, holy shit. Lucy Liu and Manda Lee and Becky Sue.
So she
are
does
all here.
Have that. That's good. I feel like
and they've been her friends
so
since childhood. Thank God
everyone
she has
deserves
them.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know how often they're, you know, like.
Actually there. Yeah. Is it like a Taylor Swift friend where who's her friend that she wrote that song about? Abigail?
Abigail. It's like her Abigail. Her friend with the red curly mm-hmm, hair mm-hmm. who's so cute and they're like friends forever.
But I wonder how close they really are. Do you know what I mean?
And well, yeah, it's like different friends, different friends for different things.
Yeah.
Like you might have friends from back home.
Yeah.
You know, and they know you in a way that no one else does. Mm-hmm. But they also can't understand what's going on currently in your life. You know, mm-hmm. if it's like a work thing or, you know, just depending. And certainly there can't be too many people. This is again, guys, I really have beef with Justin Timberlake for not being there for Britney in 2007. And my whole reasoning is like they were together since they were kids, friends since they were kids, working
Mickey
together
Mouse
since
Club,
they were kids.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they both become pop stars. What I'm saying is Britney doesn't have a lot of people in her life who can truly understand, because how many pop stars are there who are your same age and have been through what you've been through? Like, that's why I love how good Madonna has been to Britney throughout the years.
Yeah.
But like, so it's like Justin, she needs you because you understand in a way that a lot of people don't what she's been through. Like, just show
up. Do you think
he
reached out privately?
I don't.
I think he might have. Oh. I'm going to defend him. I don't know him at all, but I'm guessing that he might have.
I mean,
they just never made it public.
Hypothetical guesses.
But did you? Okay. What was the time period between the breakup of Justin and Britney, and then Britney being with Kevin and filming that reality show?
That was, okay, so they broke up in 2000, I want to say it was 2002, mm-hmm. and then she was married and with Kevin, like, around 2004.
Ooh, that's a quick
and they
turnaround.
And do we remember that reality show? Have you?
Oh, Chaotic. Noise, boy, let's get a seat. So you can talk sweet to me. I see these other boys, but you got me on the dance floor. Now you like buying me drinks. You're so sexy, guy. I wonder why we could have some fun. So don't be shy, baby. Just enjoy what's on your mind. Party and have a good time. It's getting hectic in here. It's getting chaotic. I'm rocking and rolling. No stopping. We're going until it's over. Do you like the way I rock it? Boy, I think it's so chaotic. Have you gone and rewatched it? I've seen some clips. She talks about, speaking of dick, she talks about like when they first start sleeping together, and I'll never forget. She's in the makeup chair and she's telling her ladies
yes.
about them. And then she just goes, it's ecstasy, ecstasy, ecstasy.
She speaks in song lyrics.
I just remember.
Oh my God.
Yes. That is an excellent so observation.
Good. Oh my God.
I just remember her on the treadmill running and they're like, why are you so happy? And she's like, because I just had sex. Oh, yeah. It's like, some, yeah, it's just like, that's all they talked about. And filming each other in the shower. I was just like, remember being a kid being like, oh my God.
See, like, yeah, I think people think that Britney was overly sexualized as a child, but I genuinely feel that that was her being okay with it and owning it. And I mean, she just innately seems like a very sexual being.
And you can hold, you can hold the duality of being innocent and liking dolls. I mean, and you know, posting pictures of minions on your Instagram and being, she's so in her body. Like, no matter what, like, that's her life is like being in her body. She feels so connected to it. And you can hold both.
I think that's why she skyrocketed, because she had the perfect balance of young, innocent, and overtly sexual.
Like Marilyn Monroe.
Yes.
Well, it goes back to She's All That, when they're like, every, all the guys want to bang her and all the girls want to be her.
Mm-hmm.
She just like, mm-hmm. like when, you know, when they're talking about Taylor Vaughn, like Britney Spears was the Taylor Vaughn of the pop scene.
Yeah, and it was, yeah, and that's
good,
when, the,
good analogy.
When people say she's not,
sorry guys.
I love it.
It's fantastic. When people say that she's not, you know, when it's like, oh, I guess that's what I'm saying. Like, she is simple, but yet it is very complex because she holds both and it's truly authentic. Like this thing of like Marilyn Monroe was so much smarter than anyone gave her credit for. And she was mm-hmm. so into her craft and like she and was so sensitive. And then yet she was so connected to her body. Like it was, it's, she's authentic.
Mm.
Britney is authentic. Anytime someone's like, no. And I'm like, yes, I will fight to the death on that one.
Anyone that can chew gum like that, walking down a red carpet, that is authenticity right there.
I'll never forget. My mom introduced me to Britney Spears. She heard a song and said, I think you should listen to this song. I think this girl's going to be huge.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, Kayla's really? Mom. She did the same thing with NSYNC.
Kayla's mom.
She should be in the
music
joke.
Industry.
She should. So and she said, hey, I think you should listen to this song. I'm listening to it. I'm like, yeah, I like it. She's cool. And I'm thinking in my head, like, how do you even know if she's going to be? And lo and behold, one of the biggest pop stars.
Parents can be cool, guys.
They can.
No. As a mom, I can just say, with teens in the house, the thing comes super lame. You know what? We can be cool sometimes.
Which is so weird, because the thought that Candace's teens think she's not cool after being on Vampire Diaries is just so absurd to me. I don't understand it. I don't. Although I will say, I've been over at your house when their friends come over, and the friends definitely think you're cool.
They think I'm cool if Michael Trevino were to come over, they'd be like, you're
they
awesome.
Do love the boys. They, I will say, they love the beautiful boys.
Wait, Michael Trevino, he's a werewolf.
Yeah.
He was Tyler.
Tyler.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, I would, if Michael Trevino came to my house, I would think he was cool. Does he need to talk about Britney? You guys, who was Britney to you when you were growing up? Like, when Britney came onto the scene, like, did you like her? Did you think she was lame? Were you more into, say, Fiona Apple? Or did Fiona and Britney hold space in your life?
I was a huge NSYNC fan. Mm. Huge. So I think I kind of gravitated towards the boys only because I'm sure I had crushes. I had a huge crush on JC.
Oh, really?
Oh, I thought
JC was your...
he was my jam, for sure.
That and tracks, so I think Kayla, I was... knowing you, that does track, that you'd be more of a JC and not a
Justin.
JT.
Yeah. Yeah, I was definitely a JC fan, and I think I was boy crazy at the time, so I just gravitated towards the boys more than Britney. Uh-huh. I loved Britney, but I think, yeah, I was just more really into NSYNC.
I was really into NSYNC, too. I mean, you know, I'm mad at Justin Timberlake, but I loved him. I fully flashed him at a concert. I lost my mind, and it was impulsive.
With
it was
your like, bra or your breasts?
My
bra. Like, I know your breasts are in the bra, but, like, was it...
You know, like...
That's a good question.
Because those are two very...
yeah, it really does. I can't
Was it Janet
remember.
Jackson style? Did you have, like, a sundial on you?
Yes, I did. Oh, my God. But I and it was, like, total... It was very impulsive. I mean, that's how...
That seems very opposite of how I know who you are. So that must be impulsive. You must have just been so caught up in the moment.
Wait, Kayla, what do you mean by that?
Oh, I would never think
you
that
think
you
I would be, like, more reserved?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Kayla, there's so many other sides of me.
Oh, wow, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah, no, I mean, but it did come out of me like an insane person. Like, I think it's like when you would watch like old footage of, you know, fans with Elvis and you're like, why are they losing their minds? And then like suddenly I was there and I was like,
you're in my boob. It's an out of body experience. You have no control.
Would you hold it against me?
If I
showed you my boobs now.
Wait, I want to hear your guys' answers to that question. Yeah. What was she to you?
Well, I started off in music before I was acting. I was singing. I wanted
all your knowledge.
Yeah, this is the deep dive of the writers and what was happening in that world.
Did you want to be a recording
artist? Yeah, so I got a record deal when I was 16.
What?
And I grew up in Orlando, so I knew, like,
you were prime for the picking.
Oh my gosh.
So there was like quite the scene there, and that's where everyone was coming from. Like, I remember having a meeting with Larry Rudolph back in the day. Like,
Whoa, that is not something you mention in passing.
Yeah. I got signed when I was 16, but when I was younger, I was always writing music and recording it, and I had like a band at one point, and then I did like teen nights when I was like 13 and had backup dancers, and and when I was younger, I actually resented Britney Spears so much because I decided that she didn't really know how to sing, so she wasn't a real artist, and she's just using her body for attention. And it really, long term, made me realize how intimidated I was by other confident women. Mm-hmm. And where even, looking back, like, someone would be like, I love Britney Spears because look how awesome and confident she was. I just wasn't comfortable with that at all. I was like, no, everybody has to be awkward and feel weird about themselves and not like their stomach. Like, that's the rule. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I don't know you and you're an alien and we'll never get along.
What kind of music were you doing?
It was a pop rock album.
Yeah, so like kind of like,
so it was
Britney?
Kind of.
Ish?
More, Britney's more pop. Like pop rock. She's more
Avril?
Pop. Yeah, more like Avril-ish.
They had her dye her hair red.
Well, I dyed my hair red.
You dyed your
own
hair red.
So basically, when I got signed, I had blonde hair. They pitched me to MTV for a reality show because it's when Ashley Simpson was killing it with her first season of her show. And so they wanted to kind of cross-promote me in some way. And I would go to the record label and I just was like dying for attention, and I just wanted to start making my record, and I wanted to finish it, and I wanted to start performing, and I just wanted that support. So I would show up with baked goods because I figured that would help, which it did to a certain extent, but no one could remember my name. And I was 17, living in Los Angeles, and I was maybe going out underage a little bit, and I would go to parties, or I had friends that were all on very successful television series, so I would go with them places, and no one would ever remember my name, ever. Like, it became a running joke that I was just like this blonde mysterious ghost that no one could ever remember was there, even though I'd met people so many times.
What do you think it was, looking back?
I don't know. It still happens today. I went to a concert, and it was a friend's ex-boyfriend who was going to even give my husband and I wedding dance lessons. We had had dinners. Like, I worked with her. He was visiting her. Like, I had met him multiple times, and I said hi to him backstage at a bar because our friends of ours were performing. And I was like, hey. And he was like, what's up? And totally blew me off. And I was like, okay, like, oh, by the way, I'm Candace. Like, I worked with, yeah. And then he just proceeded to pick confetti out of my hair because everyone kept telling me how much confetti.
He just sounds like a strange person.
So no. This is normal. This is very normal.
Here's the thing I will say.
But anyway, the whole point is I basically went into a hair salon and I dyed all of my hair bright red. And then no one forgot my name after that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, so that became my identity for a couple of years.
Was your red hair. Now, what happened to the record deal in that time in your life?
That's actually how I started acting, because they wanted me to get on a show, and they're like, well, we'll release your record if you get on a show. I didn't get on a show, but I booked an independent film that got me my SAG card.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I got, after like 2.5 years, I got dropped. They kept the rights to everything. Minus a digital release that I was allowed to do. So I was really big in Japan for a minute, but I never went. I just have a giant stack of Japanese magazines with my face on it.
So did you go under your maiden name?
Yeah, it was just Candace. But the record was called, oh God, it's been so long. It's Always the Innocent Ones.
Oh yeah.
Now, when you do, like, if you guys go to like Vampire Diaries fan things, do they have your fans found
very
this?
Very few people. And you'd have to do like a deep dive into iTunes to find it. I did a guest star a couple months ago on the Orville. And funny enough, like this sweet, like older gentleman, like who is the DP, he was like, I found your record. And like just out of nowhere. Gosh. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I was 17. This was a long time ago. Like,
do we think that's creepy?
No. Because in my resume, it says like that I sang. Because when I decided to really commit to acting, I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. I just got dropped from the label. I'm going to be an actor. And then the writer's strike happened and everything dried up and I couldn't do anything. And luckily, before I moved back home, the guy who produced my record was a music director. He was like, do you want to come on tour? There's this Disney chick that's going on tour. Do you want to be a backup singer? Do you need a job?
Jen, guess who it was. Can you guess? Disney chick. Who was a singer?
Demi Lovato.
This would have been 2008.
Close. Keep
2008.
Going. Zendaya. Miley Cyrus. Oh my God. Another Britney fan. Miley loved Britney.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So you sang back. Did you do it?
Yeah. So I went on tour for one of the tours. I'm not a great backup singer, but it was really, really fun.
Oh my gosh. So you went on tour. Okay. What's that like?
It's the most fun ever. I mean, that's why I'm married to someone who's a musician who tours, you know, and so people would be like, oh my gosh, is that so hard? And I'm like, no, I love it. That was the best year ever. I mean, I was 19 years old. Yeah, it was the climb. Yep. Actually, that was the end of the tour. I'm like I went and did like the last little bit in that movie. You can see the band. So I'm there like with orange hair in the background. Oh yeah. Just doing my little finger snap.
Did you have that hair? During
So there's the best of both worlds tour. Like 3D concert experience. I'm the redhead in it.
Oh my God.
Have you met Miley since?
I took Nina to, were you there? No, I think I just took Nina. I took Nina to, when they were touring season one of Vampire Diaries, one of the tour stops was in Atlanta.
Oh, cool.
And I was so excited to be like, look guys, I've made it. And everyone was like, I don't know what show you're talking. Nobody cared.
But they knew who you were.
Because I toured with them all. It was all the same band and most of the same backup dancers. But I brought Nina to the show and we said hi afterwards. But I haven't seen... I mean, she was also... Miley was 15. She was 14, mm-hmm. turned 15 on the tour. I was 19 and you know...
That's a big age difference
for that time. Yeah.
That's the one thing that Mandy Moore talked about too was that she was 14 when all of this happened.
So crazy.
So like her dancers were so much, even though they were only a few years older, or even like Justin Timberlake, they were all just a few years older than her, but it made all the difference in the world. So she was kind of just like hanging out with her mom or her dad, like reading books.
And which
like
is what you should do.
Yeah. Well, and obviously that worked out for her. She's like the most well-adjusted person on the face of the planet.
Yeah.
Wait, Candace, what was your meeting like with Larry Rudolph?
Oh, I don't remember. I just remember him being really nice. But, it, you know, it was just...
Because where was Britney? Was Britney Britney Spears yet?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're a few years younger than her.
Yes.
Okay, so she was like...
Yeah, this would have been Britney. When I was signed, but trying to figure out what's going to happen. Nothing came from it. I realized basically that I didn't want to pursue music as a job anymore. Mm-hmm. So I really loved being on sets and I love writing. I loved writing sessions. I loved recording. I loved being on stage, but I just knew it wasn't going to be something that was meant to put food on the table. I don't know why I thought acting would, but yeah, I just kind of had that epiphany of, oh, this is not what I meant to do.
That is amazing.
But anyway,
I feel like, we figured I did not know any of this. I need to go on iTunes and find Candace. It's always the innocent ones. Is that always the innocent ones.
Yeah, 17. Title. I was like, this is it, man.
Did you choose that title?
Oh yeah. I was like, this is so edgy. And like, that was like my, I was like 17 and with my like fake IDs going to clubs, and everyone would be like, you're so innocent. And like, what you're like, you're so cute. You could never get into trouble. I was like, it's always the innocent ones.
I love it. I love
Speaking of Britney Spears' duality of being a good girl and like just a sexual, adventurous person.
And life imitating art at that time, just pulling from real life experiences. Oh my God, that's great. Loving it. Now, Candace, Kayla, you guys are about to launch your own podcast. Can you tell us the name of it?
Sure.
Give a little plug.
Our podcast is called Directionally Challenged. Essentially, Candace and I felt like we were not where we thought we'd be by the time we were in our 30s. And so we were on her bathroom floor having this conversation, and we go through life together and help each other through a lot of things. And we thought, okay, if we're going through all these things, maybe a lot of other people are, might as well just talk about it. So we're having on a lot of our friends, a lot of people we love, people that are funny, just kind of anyone that we want to bring light to and have them on and talk about where we are versus where we thought we'd be.
And bringing it back to Britney Spears, like that's truly like why I've always loved her, is that she is all of the things, and that we don't even know all of what happened in her darkest hours. Mm-hmm. But I know that I've had mine, and if she can go through those so publicly and then put on a leotard, but then choose to do her own hair on stage. That's pretty great.
And it can be celebrated, because you talking about how you were just standing up being like, you can do this, Britney. Mm-hmm. That what was funny when we were in Vegas to see her perform, there was a group of 10 of us because it was my birthday, and even like all the husbands and our friends, even on the male side, were up saying like, oh my gosh, I knew so many of those songs. Mm-hmm. And we were all just cheering for her. Like at a certain point, it's fun to dance and sing, but when you realize how big of a part of our lives this performer has been to all of us and meant to all of us in one way or another. Super influential. That it just brings everyone together to say, you can do this. And I've never been to a concert that was really about everyone just leaving going, I'm so proud of her.
I know, it's not like Beyonce where you like pray to the altar, which I will always pray to the altar of
Amen.
Beyonce.
Amen.
It's more like you can see yourself in Britney Spears. I don't know what it is. And there's this very popular Britney hashtag that is hashtag We Support Britney. It's very popular amongst her fans. And there's just something about like, no matter what, we support you.
I think that's the point in life too, is like finding those people that do support you. And that's kind of what we want to bring into our podcast, is finding people that support you and love you. And if she can do it, we can all do it. Right. But we got to do it together.
We have to do it together. Well, I will certainly be listening to your podcast. You guys, you can find it wherever you get your podcasts. And, Kayla, what is your Instagram handle?
My Instagram's at Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, Ewell, E-W-E-L-L.
Okay, and Candace?
Mine is at Candace King, C-A-N-D-I-C-E-K-I-N-G.
You heard it here. Candace, Kayla, I'm so grateful that you guys have come on to talk about Britney.
Thanks for having us.
I'm sad I don't get to keep researching her. Can we do this again and just keep talking about her? Yeah,
because we need to talk about Britney forever. So please come back. I would love that so much.
Absolutely.
All right, everybody. Till we talk about Britney next time. Bye. Hey, everybody. I would not be doing my job if I didn't add just a little bit of Candace's music to the end of this episode. So I'm going to play right now for you a little bit of her song, Some Girls, off of her album, It's Always the Innocent Ones. So without further ado, I give you Candace, the pop star, singing Some Girls.
You better listen up, also. campfire.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.